Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. You're tuned into KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Chilcat and Raven's Tail Weaver, and many other things as well. Lily Hope. Hi, Lily.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being here. How are things with you?
Crazy as usual. Life of an artist. Really wonderful. Keep visioning, keep manifesting, keep pulling in all the great people.
Would you like to introduce yourself for our listeners?
Sure. I'm Lily Hope, a Chilcat and Raven's Tail Weaver, living, working, and teaching in Juneau, Alaska, although my teaching is all virtual at this point. I'm constantly visioning the biggest projects that I can possibly do. I'm bringing in as many people as I could possibly bring in. So that's kind of the, how much good can I do and how many people can I bring in to be supported and support things that are fun and creative together. So it's more fun together.
That's such a wonderful philosophy. I'm only laughing because you're here today to talk about a new project, and you've got so much going on already. One of my first thoughts was, how can she do it all? But it's important stuff. So today you're here to talk about the All Alaska Native Mask Up campaign. So would you describe what it is and how it came about, please?
Sure. I was approached by Ryan Chernikoff from Cook Inlet Tribal Housing Authority up north, and he wanted me to interview some of the residents and put together a mask that was inspired by the stories of Alaskan peoples. And I said, you know, that is so exciting, but I already made a mask, and I don't know if I could do well to make that come to fruition, but it got me thinking that masks are like the number one thing that is going to quiet this coronavirus, right? And that statewide campaigning is probably the best way to get people excited about wearing masks or more aware and thinking about the benefits of mask and all that. He started it. It's all Ryan's fault. And I thought, great. And so how do we bring awareness and educate about the importance of mask wearing and present a unified message to our Alaskan communities while elevating Indigenous voices, using Indigenous language and artwork, and at the same time, of course, supporting Alaska Native artists? That's where my whole heart goes, is how do we bring in the funding and the support for language, art, creativity, but most importantly, getting people wearing masks.
Right. So is it, would you say this was born from your creation of the Chilcat Protector mask that you completed back in April? Is that kind of what started it for Ryan?
Yes, he saw the mask and he said, I really want to use that in a poster campaign. What do you think? And I said, well, yes, we could, but I don't want to be the poster child for all Alaska Native artists wearing masks, you know, having people think about wearing masks. So I said, what if we had 5 or 10 other Alaska Native artists, another Baskin artist and a Yupik and a Aleutik and a Nupiak and Tsimshian and Haida? And I said, wouldn't that be profound if we had 10 of us standing on the shoreline in Indigenous fine art masks with Alaskans protecting each other? And then all of those languages, you know, communicated across that poster, really bringing it all together.
Wow. Yeah. And there's kind of a sample, I guess you would call it, maybe a prototype. It's up on our website at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. It's you and I presume your child, and you're both wearing, I think that's the Chilcat Protector masks. There's two of them, right?
And they are, yes, we are. That's my boy, Lewis, the one boy of 5 children. So the rest are girls. He is a very, very nice man. He is.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the masks that you're wearing?
So I originally wove that Chilcat Protector mask for the first American art magazine Call for Indigenous Masks. And I submitted it, and the same day that it went live in April on their platform on First American Art Magazine online, the Burke Museum acquired it. So I was like, this is a thing. So then it made me go, oh, well, this is really recording history right now. And then it just blew my mind, because Chilcat weavings are the Tlingit Haida Tsimshian way that we do record history, similar to totem poles, that if you know the story, right, you can read the totem pole, you can read the Chilkat blanket. And we are all living the story right now of the Chilkat protector mask, right? We are all wearing the mask, hopefully. So So that's how that whole thing came about. And then I said, well, wouldn't it be fun if I had 7 masks and my entire family wore them? And what would that look like? And then I said, no, I would rather, again, I would rather have a cohort of people standing 6 feet apart, you know, socially distanced, wearing their masks, with, you know, all the tribes of Alaska Natives, wearing these fine art masks. That was my over and over. I just kept seeing it, like standing on the shore, of course, with Sydney Akagi photography, taking images, and just the way that she captures things and the light. Like my mother would always say, the lighting, Sydney is so good at the lighting. Even outdoors. So just pulling her into the project, have big visions of maybe making 30-second promo spots with a slow pan across these masks on the shoreline and having that echo, Alaskans protect each other, you know, and then those indigenous voices echoing in the languages of Alaska.
I love the vision, Lily. And this photo with you and your son both wearing the Chilkat protector mask is, it's very striking. I encourage everyone to go check it out. But there will be more. And there's also, if folks look, there's a sort of a blank space down at the bottom that says your logo here. So this project is just getting off the ground. And it seems like you need some support. So say a little bit more about that. Like, what's the next step?
Well, we are going twofold. We're going parallel paths on this, in that I want you to go to lilyhope.com/maskup. You can read the entire narrative, the goals of the project, you know, the timeline and the budget. And we are asking for corporate sponsors, for tribal sponsors, for individual people who want to back this project. And we're asking for artists who are excited, Alaska Native artists who are excited to be part of this movement and have the record of history happen now. We're making history right now, and we want you to be part of it. We have set the goal for 20 Alaska Native artists to participate. Again, fine art masks, not cotton masks, but really made from the ground up, from the very first stitch to the last paint line. We want you to make this fine artwork. With the sponsorship at $5,000, that particular corporation can acquire one of these masks and keep it, and the rest of the funds go towards the project and printing of the posters and all that. Our goal minimally is to get 100 posters to whoever, whichever communities, as many Alaskan communities as we possibly can. And so go to lilyhope.com/maskup and go check it out. If you're an artist, if you're a sponsor, a potential sponsor, if you're interested in this project and you just want to say, we love this, send me a message. I'd love to hear from you.
Who are some of the other artists that you hope will become involved, or some other or some mask designs that you've seen that you really liked?
Of course, David R. Boxley. I've already asked him via Facebook Messenger, and I was like, think about this. I know we've got a timeline. We do have a pretty decent timeline also, that we're aiming for like January of next year, because we're going to be in this for a while. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to stress artists out, and we don't want to stress out our sponsors to be, you know, worried about how quickly to get funds to us. The critical part here though, Shelley, is that we need a fiscal sponsor. So I'm not a nonprofit yet. I don't, you know, I have 5 children, so I haven't manifested my nonprofit into 501c3 status yet. But if you're someone who has the admin power to be able to handle this and accept donations on behalf of this project and then disperse honorariums to the participants, that would be so amazing. That's my big dream. That's my big pitch. If you want to be our fiscal sponsor, do it. Please make this happen. I see it. Don't you see it? Don't you see those masks on the beach? Can you hear our voices?
Yes, I can see it all. And I think it's going to be even better than what I'm envisioning in my mind. Well, I hope that there's a sponsor out there that rises to the call of action and helps you get this project off the ground. I can't wait to see it come to fruition, and I have total faith that it will.
Well, I'm so positive that it'll happen because we've already got 10% of our funds committed. Like, we have confirmation emails and they're like, you tell us when you have a fiscal sponsor and here's your dollars.
That's
so
great.
It's happening. It's happening.
That's fantastic. That's great news. All right. So that is, you can find out all the information or become a sponsor at lilyhope.com/mask up. What are some other projects that you're working on right now, Lily?
Oh my gosh. All of them. I'm opening a show at Copa Cafe over there on Willoughby, the best place to get beef pot pies and the finest sherbet and sorbet, rhubarb sorbet in Juneau.
Yum.
I'm opening my inaugural collage show called Documents. Series of collages made with Chilkat motif and historical documents. It's going to be really fun. There'll be a few little woven items in there as well, but and you'll be able to get any of my Lily Hope earrings for $100 a pair. Sometimes they're 150, sometimes 300, but all the earrings at Copa for the month of October are only $100 a pair. So that's the deal of the week or deal of the month. That's really what I'm hustling on right now, framing things, you know, putting the final lines on the collages themselves right now while we're on the phone.
No minute wasted.
No, it's actually, I was going to say that was like, it's amazing to do radio from my studio. This is fabulous. You know,
yeah.
Anyway, although I do miss seeing expressions on your face and all that, the humanness.
We miss our in-studio guests as well, but yes, having the capacity to Zoom guests in sometimes creates these unexpected advantages, and we can talk to people wherever they are, so that's interesting as well. can you tell me a little bit more about the collages? You said you're using Chilkat motifs and historical documents. Is there an element of weaving to it, or something else? Could you say more about it?
There, I am taking historical robes and cutting them into pieces, meaningful ways, creative ways, and merging them and overlapping them and interweaving them, if you will, with historical documents and papers of documenting the ANB and the ANS, the Alaska Native Sisterhood, and the Bill of Rights and the Alaska Land Purchase. So really kind of merging the idea of Chilkat design being historical record and the actual historical records, right? So
yeah.
Bringing that like traditional form into contemporary art and collaging. My mother had a mentor, Cecil Touchon, kicking butt. Sorry, I didn't say that on the radio.
It's okay.
He is probably one of the best known collagists in America, I don't know, beyond, but he owns and operates the International Museum of Assemblage and Construction and Collage. And he and I have had multiple long email strand communications back and forth. And he's really knowledgeable and really generous with his information. And he's been making collage for 40 plus years. Really amazing mentor, and feel really lucky to be with him or in contact with him, having him in my corner, if you will. And he's been really encouraging on, you know, make a collage every day. If there's nothing else that you do, make a collage every day, because at the end of it, you'll have 365 works of art. And I haven't quite hit that, right? But thinking about Picasso and the most prolific and successful artists, they were just pumping out volumes of work. And that's where you get to mastery, is just keep making, make the song, make the next song, make the next song, make the next song. And one of them is going to be a hit. You know, making 300 collages, you're going to find 10 of them that you're like, yes, this is the work, right?
That is
anyway,
very, so yeah, yes, absolutely right. That's really inspiring. Thank you for those words. Is this an exhibit for First Friday?
It is. It's a First Friday exhibit. We're going to go live on COPA's Facebook from 4:30 to 5 p.m. on Friday, October 2nd.
That's great. Can folks come in, or is it only via Facebook Live?
You know, I think it's still socially distanced. So I think the capacity is like 6 or 10
right.
people in
right.
the actual cafe. But, you know, pop in and then do your round and let the next person pop in if you wish. But yes, feel free to come by and say hi. But yeah, I will be on live Facebook, and hopefully we'll be able to do a tour of the work itself. And I'll be able to give you a more in-depth synopsis of what the work was and all that kind of thing. My aunt Deanna has been critical in manifesting and visioning some of this work. So the best creatives always have like a creative team, right?
Right.
We always like, does this look good? Should I move that over there? Maybe more of this, some fringe over here. So it's been amazing. Of course, the favorite one from, you know, having them previewed the last couple of days is the one that she completely visioned. Like, oh, put these lines like this and then pull them over here. So it's amazing. And someday she's going to be a recognized artist herself with a good online presence like Libby Bacalar.
I do hope she's listening. I miss Deanna. Please tell her I said hello. Or hello, Deanna, if you're listening.
She's here listening.
Okay, good. I miss having you guys here in the studio. But Lily Hope, thank you so much for being my guest today. Please see her exhibit at COPA. And please, please check out her new Mask Up poster campaign, All Alaska Native Mask Up campaign. Thanks again for speaking with me. Anything else you'd like to share before we say goodbye?
That's it. Go to lilyhope.com/mask up. Become a sponsor. Become one of our artists. Keep making art. Be well.
Thank you so much, Lily.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Bye.